Today's new poverty numbers show that one segment of the nation's poor did continue to grow. An additional 300,000 people slipped into what the Census Bureau calls severe poverty. Those are people with incomes at or below 50% of the poverty level. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, the number of people in severe poverty is now the highest on record.
The line outside St. Anthony's dining room in San Francisco forms early, and by lunchtime, volunteers have to rouse one guest, a homeless man in torn clothing, who lies sprawled on the sidewalk.
You're going to pass tickets out pretty soon. You got to stand up.
Okay.
He's sleeping.
Yeah, I see that.
A steady stream of San Francisco's down and out, mostly men, trudge into the basement of St. Anthony's, where this local institution feeds about 2,500 hungry people per day. Volunteers in maroon aprons serve the disabled patrons.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you, too.
While the able-bodied shuffle through a cafeteria line, picking up trays of tuna salad, fruit, and bread. Calvin Davis, a man of 67 in a red sweatshirt, flashes a big toothless grin. Davis, who eats at St. Anthony's off and on, is here now because of a recent setback.
For this month, I'm going to be homeless because a friend of mine got evicted.
Sissy Bonini, the dining room manager, says it's not just food that these people need.
People are coming in without shoes, but we've got some hotel slippers, and so we're passing out hotel slippers to folks. I mean, that says a lot about where folks are right now.
These are the poorest of the poor, folks with an income of less than half of the poverty threshold. They even have their own category. The Census Bureau calls them severely poor.
One has to try to imagine what it would be like to live with an income of less than $8,000 or $9,000 a year.
Dr. Stephen Wolfe, a researcher in family medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University, has studied severely poor people. He found their ranks have grown by more than 20% in recent years to nearly 16 million people. Father John Harden, who runs the St. Anthony Foundation, has watched it happen here.
We're seeing more people that are dropping into abject poverty where, 33% of our dining room guests have incomes less than $100 a month.
How is it possible to subsist on less than $100 a month?
That's a good question. Magic.
Magic and, of course, government supports, such as housing subsidies, Medicare, and Social Security, are keeping extremely low-income people such as Calvin Davis alive. Many of the severely poor have addictions or mental illness, but according to Stephen Wolfe's study, the biggest group are poor by accident of birth.
The most startling finding that we had is how greatly children are at risk for severe poverty.
Wolfe blames the growth of this kind of poverty on a tattered social safety net, but other experts say the explanation is more complicated.
That's not what's going on here. This number is always a tricky number.
Douglas Besharoff has his own explanation for the growth of this category. Besharoff studies welfare at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. He says changes to welfare policy forced many women with children off the rolls, and many of them wound up moving in with boyfriends. According to Besharoff, that demographic shift skewed the data.
When the Census Bureau counts income, it doesn't count the income of the boyfriend. And that's why such a high percentage of the women who are being labeled here as severely poor have zero income.
Besharoff says there is another demographic change that skews the number, the recent tide of immigrants who, he says, are working but not reporting their income. Besharoff and some other experts on poverty say what Wolfe is describing is statistical noise or bad data. Wolfe agrees that measurements of poverty are imprecise, but bottom line, he says, the poor are getting poorer, and the number of severely poor continues to climb. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.